ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you as Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health on this beautiful day of Yawmul Jum'ah. As Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Zakaria, and thank you very much to our brother Bonface. All of you are still requested to make dua for our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today the day of Jumu'ah, the honorable blessed day. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala dedicated one entire surah, that is Suratul Jumu'ah, this chapter regarding Friday, chapter 62, and it comprises 11 verses. So we should learn all these facts and figures. Inshallah, it will increase, enhance our iman. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, 19th of Muharram, 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we are coming closer to the ending of Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, and today verses 78, 79, 80. See, human being, how myopic, how arrogant, how ignorant he is. 8 billion plus people today on this planet, 7 billion plus rejecting Almighty Allah, rejecting the messenger of Islam, rejecting the noble Quran, and this is what they do. So in the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so this is what they did, and the answer and response from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 37, verse 78. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. And they, the non-Muslims, they gave an example, a parable, and a similitude of us, of Almighty Allah. They say, but how can Allah do this? So remember, that is how today human being also pose question. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And this human being forgets his own origin, his humble origin. How were you created? Did your parents create you? Did you create yourself? Did science create you? Some doctor, scientist, professor create you? Call. Now they brought some bones from the cemetery and from the graveyard that were decomposed and disintegrated. Call. So this non-Muslim, mushrik, idol worshipper said, May yuhyi al-idhama wa yaramim. Who will give life to these bones? Wahiya wa haliya, whilst here ramim, whilst they are decomposed and disintegrated, all in fragments and pieces and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You pose this question to them. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yuhyiha alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. That same Almighty Allah will give it life, who created it the first time. He, Almighty Allah, will resurrect you. Every year we see it now in South Africa. Look at your gardens, look at your orchards, look at your farms, and they're so lackluster. The shine, the glitter is all gone. And when you look at them, the farm, the garden, and the orchards during the months of December, January, and they are so beautiful, and they are shining, glittering, and all that, who brings about all this year? So Almighty Allah, who created us the first time, He definitely will resurrect us. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ, and He is all-knowing of the entire creation. There is nothing hidden, obscure from Almighty Allah. That smallest ant and insect in the darkest corner of the darkest night also is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Which doctor, which gynecologist, which scientist, professor can tell you how many hair in your body, how many veins in your body, how much blood in your body, what accuracy and precision? So remember, nobody can do all that. Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, does that. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ, and if you want to join it, عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي, and if you don't want to join, then الَّذِي جَعَلَ. So we should be very clear on this. This noon, this small little noon that you see there on top is called noon qutni. You see, even this, the kuffar, the non-Muslims, stole from the Arabic language. Qutni means that cotton that is joining the fabric, so that's how they use it now. So yeah, we use it to join the words and the letters and so forth. So we say, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ, and He, Almighty Allah, has made for your benefit that from the green tree. So what is the characteristic, unique feature of the green tree? The Arabs at that time, they would take the twigs of various branches and various trees, and then they would just touch it together, like how today, you know, when your battery is flat, so then you bring all these gadgets and so forth, and you boost up, you bring the boosters to start the engine, to start the battery and whatever you. So they would take the twigs, remember, and they would just let it touch with one another, and the sparks would fly and so forth. When we were very young in Heidelberg, we grew up in a location and there were forests around us. So we used to play their kalfut, you know. We shouldn't wear shoes and sandals and all that, like sissies, you know. We were tough guys. Even when we were 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, we would consider it a sissy only wear shoes and all these type of things. So that was how we grew up at that time. So we used to play with this, yeah. And many times we would see the sparks flying like that if you go into the forest and so forth. So what happens? جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made for you, for your benefit from the green tree. So what Almighty Allah did? Nara. Suddenly the sparks are flying. You igniting the fire. فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْكِدُونَ, suddenly from there you are kindling the fire. So it shows Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's power. From nothing He'll create into something. But human beings today are too arrogant and too ignorant. They think they know too much. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us all these bounties, favors, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our anatomy. Who did all this here? But yet the Creator, today's makhluk and creation, forgets Him. And therefore you find mayhem, chaos in the entire world. We should be very clear about this. You take a tap. You open the tap and you put that glass, that cup facing the tap. It will get full. But you put it upside down, nothing will happen. So that is what has happened to today's modern human being, that he has closed his heart to the message of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to the message of the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, if you embrace it, then you will find the true love, the love of Almighty Allah, the mercy of Almighty Allah, and we will understand the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the more you practice, the more we will fall in love with the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Tomorrow we will complete and conclude Surah Yasin with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 19th of Muharram 1446. Gaza genocide. Today, Friday, is day number 294. And these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Three Jutlas are already killed and dead, and many others are still remembering in transit, and they will be joining them straight in hell to get roasted and toasted. You can see from the cemeteries and graveyard of the Jutlas the smoke coming out to teach us Jutlas and the Zionists and this apartheid terrorist Nazi rogue regime of Israel. You will never get away. We will never forgive. We will never forget. We will name you, shame you, and nail you till the entire Israel, the apartheid regime, is dismantled. Protested, humiliate BB and his wife Sarah wherever they go, they in Washington and so forth. They got big placards. We will hunt you. We will haunt you. Seal the deal, O Harami, O war criminal. Rashida Talib, she attended the Congress where he spoke for over an hour. And when there were 58 times standing ovations for him, she did not stand up. She carried a board. A wonderful move, Rashida. I don't agree on everything of yours, but on this point, we agree with you. It was a great move, brilliant move on your part. She had a board which everybody could see, and the TV stations were broadcasting it throughout the world. And when these haramis and prostitutes and prostitutes were standing up, remember, she had that board. War criminal. War criminal. And BB could see it, humiliated right in the house where he was addressing the Congress people. So well done to Rashida Talib. Palestinians released, say 100% they were tortured, and any person can see that, how they were tortured. And these people will tell you their army is the most moral army in the world. They are the most disgraced people on this earth because they are the murderers of prophets and messengers. They are baby killers. According to statistics, 16,000 children, babies were killed by the Israeli force, remember, the diaper force. And therefore we say the only solution is one settler, one bullet, and send them to hell. See the hostages' family, they are very, very upset with BB. With the lecture he delivered there to Congress, they criticized him, condemned him, and said that we want a deal immediately, and you speaking about your personal gratification and so forth. So the newspapers, the Western newspapers have carried it well, and the Jutta newspapers. His own personal glory, which turned out to be a disaster and a failure for Israel. So Harris condemns the burning of the American flag and the protesters. Harris, you're not even a proper American. You know that. Your father came from Jamaica, your mother came from India and so forth. Therefore, you like dal curry and Indian chow and Indian food and so forth. So now you want to just come and make noise for nothing because the Americans and the Jutlas must give you more money. Both haramis. Well, not both. All three of them haramis. Biden harami, Harris harami, Trump harami. Trump is blowing his trumpet again. No Muslims will be allowed once I come into power. But when he wants money from the Saudis and when he wants money from the Emiratis, then he will tell them come here and make deals and all that. He thinks that the people are fools and idiots, yes. You Americans, the masses are asses. That's what the truth, remember that. But don't think you're going to fool us all the time, you harami Trump. You know what a storm you have made, and you're a felon, you must remember. You are a criminal, and how many charges you are guilty on. Remember, from 7th October till now, almost 10 months, the settlers in Israel, haramis, we must call them, more than 25 illegal posts already they have established in the West Bank. Now, I'm asking you that if a bullet is put through them, is it justified or not? 100% justified. They stole our country, they stole our land, they stole our olives, they murder our people, and they say they want peace and so forth. So, Therefore, the only solution, all these resolution conferences, all waste of time. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. See the Manchester police. They thought they can just harm the Muslims, kick them in their face, assault them and so forth. So now that policeman who was kicking the Muslim brother on the floor, on the ground, he is suspended. And remember, the Muslims have attacked the police and their vans and so forth. Well done to you in Rochdale. Well done to you in Manchester. You must not take any nonsense from this white hegemony and these whiteys, the biggest racist haramis they are. Ask us, we know what is apartheid and so forth and so on. Majority of them throughout the world are racist. We don't say all, but we'll say majority. Listen to this one here, straight from America, from the horse's mouth. The U.S. police no longer trust the FBI. Do you think the FBI trusts the police? All haramis, all of them cutting back deals and so forth, wherever they can make money, but they do it in a very sophisticated way. Israel must end the war in Gaza. That's what Trump says. That's what Biden says. That's what Harris says. But none of them are prepared to apply sanctions, embargo on the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. So it is just lip service. Listen to this from the Israeli press. Flooding the tunnels has failed. Everything they do, they fail. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. They try and they plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan. The global narrative has changed forever. 80-90% of the world stand with Palestine. Free, free Palestina. From the river to the sea. Free, free Palestina. So that is what you will hear. And on the other side, you will hear war criminal. You will hear genocide. You will hear ethnic cleansing. You will hear one settler, one bullet, unless you are this Arab tenpot dictators, useful idiots, and the murtads and haramis. You must Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Bahrain and Jordan and Egypt and Morocco, all haramis, the leaders, remember that. Ethiopian children, you see Putin is a big harami, but he knows how to play his cards. So he said, let me get more intelligent children from Africa. And now they targeted Ethiopia and they said, come here, you Ethiopian children. You come to Russia, boarding, lodging, everything, be our guest, and you must start learning Russian. Imagine if Putin have to tell South Africa, there's South African children, you come to Russia, 10 million will run away. You must remember that. You say, Nigalomali, you see, give us boarding, lodging free of charge. Therefore, people commit crime in South Africa. They say, jail is very good. We get free chow, we look at the TV, we get Wi-Fi, we get this, we get that. What people don't get in their houses and in their, you must remember, squatters, we have to call them what they are. They're squatting the people, remember that. They don't get that. They get facilities there in prison. Waste of time. Your human rights is not worth the paper on which is written. Once it's minus the divine rights. So what happened to prison? Prison can't be a 5-star hotel and a 3-star hotel, you know. So that is what has happened. So Putin didn't give that to South Africa. He knows South Africa, there will be millions of children wanting to go there. So Mufatyas, you know, that wanting free bees and so forth. BB meets with Musk. Can you believe that? And they're discussing AI, artificial intelligence for Israel. But you can have artificial intelligence, real intelligence. Hamas gave you a good threshing. And remember, you can never remove Hamas from the equation. We all are Hamas. What you going to do about it? So yes, you can hate us, you can detest us, but you made us such. So we will love Hamas more because they're not cowards. They took you on. They took America on. They took NATO on, and they took all your Western powers and Arab shaitans and haramis and hypocrites. Democrats are anti-Semitic. Yesterday, or whenever the hell this guy day for yesterday, he addressed the Congress. More than 100 people, Democrats and others, boycotted his talk. So therefore, Musk says that Democrats are anti-Semitic. Majority of the Democrats have snubbed BB. So for him, it was a disaster. Although he's smiling in front of the cameras and TV, deep down he knows this whole trip was a disaster for him. This did you ever imagine the maggots and the crickets and so forth? Whole night they played music there, and he had to go from room to room, hotel to hotel. So what a disgrace. That is Allah's kalam. Allah Ta'ala always speaks the truth, 100% truth. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will punish the Jutlas and the Jews right till the day of justice. Bashar Assad, the Shia, the Kafir, the Harami, and he's right there in Moscow and he's meeting Putin and they're discussing bilateral affairs. He's telling Putin, you know what? Israel is vulnerable. They keep on attacking Syria and so forth. You better give me more arms. You better give me more money and so forth, because we have given you a strategic portion. Remember, if you know even the basics of politics, then Russia only got one strategic place there. That's in Tartus. Tartus, Tartus is in Syria. And remember, if America, Israel, anybody tries to come even near, then they know Putin will blow them up. Already, you must remember, Russia and China are doing naval exercises near Alaska, and America can do nothing about it. So remember, they have become master great people now, not in the Islamic sense, in the political sense, and they prepare to take on America. Canada is burning next to the Jasper Mountains and beyond control from where and where there are firefighters and were people, even from South Africa. Can you believe that? Where's Canada? Where's South Africa? And South African guys are there, guys from Mexico are there, and neighboring countries, all trying to bring the fire under control, but yet they have not done so completely. It's out of control. The Pharaoh, Sisi, another murtad and harami, the Jews love him because his mother is a Jewess. So does Pharaoh Sisi increases the fuel prices. Just go and see how he loves. Go and see how the army loves and his ministers love. And the people live in squalor and poverty. Remember that. So therefore, every one of them, if they overthrow them, we will be very, very happy. Or they put a bullet through them also. Venezuela elections this week, Sunday. America is now supporting Gonzalez, and the media is saying he must win, and Maduro is saying there will be war, he is the incumbent and so forth. So America must poke its ugly nose everywhere. Now listen to this here story. In India, this one poor Hindu guy, he was digging somewhere in the mines and so forth, and then what happened? Then he hit some good luck, as they will say, and he found a huge diamond. When he took that diamond, they told him, better give it to us. We will give you 8 million rupees. So can you believe that? That guy must be thinking this is the luckiest day in his life. So he knocked one place and remembered that the 8 million rupees. Maybe if he goes somewhere else, he'll get more also. But that is what happened in India. The Olympic haramic, you understand, games will start officially today. And that is in Paris, in Paris. Strict security because of Israel. Whenever their anthem plays and so forth, they are booed, genocide, war criminals, and so forth. Wherever you go, that will be what people will call you, because the whole lot of you are guilty. Remember that. South Africa, Saudi Airlines have left South Africa for good. Bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye, good riddance. Your service was lousy. Let me tell you that, Saudi Arabia. Hopeless, useless you were. So good riddance to you. You don't have to come back also. And remember, you send all your third-class airlines here and planes here, and your first-class you send to America and Britain. There also you suffer from mental slavery. Zizi Kodwa, not Kadwa. Kadwas you will find in other parts there in Natal, and here also in Gauteng. And so this is Zizi Kodwa. Zizi made Gigi. He resigned with disgrace and humiliation of the A. ANC. How many guys are crooked and straight in the ANC? Majority are crooked, if you ask me. Therefore, I never ever vote for them or the DA or EFF. Our programs today, inshallah al-Aziz, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku with Mohana Zahid, inshallah. 10 to 10:30 will be the nikah announcement. Send your nikah announcements now, please. Send it to 084-786-3132, and then inshallah it will come on our tablet and Mohana Zahid will announce it today between 10 and 10:30. If you don't want to send it there, then send it to me. Yesterday also one brother sent me that his daughter's son getting married, whoever, son-in-law, whatever. So mashallah, so send it to me and then I'll forward it to Mohana Zahid. 071-888-1184, that's my WhatsApp, personal WhatsApp. 071-888-1184. Don't worry, we won't come for the nikah. We just want to announce it to revive the sunnah and nabawiyyah. A'linun nikah, announce the nikah, and in that way there, that waj'aluhu fil masajid, perform the nikah in the mosque, and the hadith in Tirmidhi, so revive that. Today's khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, the khutbah sermon will start at around 11:30 South African time, their time, azan will go 12:27, 12:28, 12:30, so days will be firing up. So we will take the khutbah and then translate it and make dua, and thereafter the salat will play. I will be there, inshallah, in Mayfair today at Babu Salam Masjid. I think first time I'm going there. I don't know if I've been there, I can't remember. But anyway, we'll be there in Babu Salam Masjid, Mayfair today. Azan 12:20, and the Bayan lecture will start 12:30. It will be live, inshallah al-Aziz, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Today is Friday. Abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Surah Kahf. Man qara'a Surah al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah adaa lahu min al-Nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. You read Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. You are old, you are sickly, for some reason you can't read the entire surah, then read the first 10 verses, last 10 verses. Anyone, so Usima min fitnati dajjal, hadith authentic in Musnad Hakim, Allah will protect you from the trials and tribulation of dajjal. And the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week, and that is durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last night I went to bed, I was very happy. I answered all the questions, all the WhatsApp, all the emails, and we sent out so many salawat and durood sharif. So that is what we should do, get the ummah connected to Almighty Allah jalla wala and to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma salim, barakallahu fiq, Allah reward you and your family. 17 minutes left, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is there any harm in one getting married in the month of Muharram or Safar?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for us as Muslims to get married during Muharram, during Safar, all permissible. Ramadan, all permissible. This is the Shia. Shia the Pakka Kufar. Khomeini la'anahullah. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, radiyallahu anhu majma'een. Anybody does that, wallahi, I have Quran Sharif in my hand, is out of the fold of Islam. So they, the ones who make, they say we must wear black clothes and cry the whole time. So in Safar, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la safara, there is no suffering during the month of Safar. There is no bad luck during the month of Safar. So that is a pagan belief, a belief of the ignorant people during the days of ignorance. So Islam came to abolish and demolish all these pagan beliefs that have no place in Islam. You get your son, your daughter, grandchildren as married as soon as possible. Now in Muharram, now in Safar coming. So inshallah, and send us the invitation. We will announce it between 10 and 10:30 this morning, inshallah. Aziz
Mufti Sahib, how do I get married when my mother's choice is always different to mine?
Always get your mamuji, your mother's brother, your some people who are close to your mother, and influence them. Remember that for a greater good. 1974, I decided I want to go with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala to Karachi. We finished Hives in 70, and I said, my mother would not hear about it. She said, you don't speak about that. And you know, when a mother starts crying, then it's very difficult. So we went, you must remember, to our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, to my Mamaji, the first Mehman Hafiz in the history of South Africa, 1942 to 1944. Hafiz Umar, you must remember, that's my mother's brother, my Mamaji. All passed away, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. He became Hafiz day in Stanerton Town Masjid by our first Sheikh, our Mamaji, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So they spoke, it was my Mamaji spoke to my beloved mother, my Ustad spoke to my parents, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and they mellowed down and said fine and so forth. So Allah's day will come. So if you know that your mother is telling you get married to Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, but you want to marry Aisha, so speak to your father, speak to your uncle, speak to somebody who's close to your mother, has influence. But your intention must be to marry for what Islam teaches, not li maliha wali jamaliha wala hasabiha, just for the wealth or for the beauty, or you are an unknown person, you want to marry in the higher strata of society so you become famous. Nay, all that are secondary issues. Wali diniha, you want to marry that lady because of her piety, her commitment, devotion to Islam. He Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Fazfar Bidati Deen. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, authentic hadith. Be successful when you give Deen, Islam preference. So do that, brother. Today is Friday between Asr Maghrib. Cry to Allah. So and you read Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Rabbana Hablana Min Azwaj. Yesterday I went to the barber. You know, Thursdays I go. Lo and behold, I met the Makkah Jamaat there. So I told them, Sheikh Yasir, Sheikh Musli, what you doing here? Say, we're getting tip-top, we're going to go home. You see, our wives must look at us. So I say, your wife is going to send you back. She say, you come to South Africa, you come back even smarter than before, you see. So we're joking with one another and so forth. So this one youngster there, he's not married, the barber. So when I go there, I say, dua paro, bay dua paro. So he reads, Rabbana, hablana, I read min azwajina. He say, he read, Rabbana, hablana, min zurriyatina. He say, you make mistake again. You can't get children without wife. So then he read properly. So I put on his phone, these youngsters, you know. So you must teach them all these du'as. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. The beginning of the 19th supara, the first quarter where it ends. So there you will find it. Oh Allah, Jalla wa Ala, grant us such spouses, children, progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Chief.
Mufti Saab, reading Quranic ayats and blowing on a non-Muslim Sikh person, is this permissible?
Not only permissible, is Sunnah. Sunnah, if you want hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you will find. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala who says, we are passing one territory and the kuffar, their ruler and their chief was, you know how we have chiefs here, you understand? Hey, we had chief, you understand? King Goodwill Zalatini, and they buried him straight up. They say when the day of Qiyamah come, he'll rise straight up, you understand? That's their belief. So remember that, so that's our, so all these chiefs, you understand, Chief Butalesi and us and all. So there was a chief, he was very sick. So the Sahaba said, okay, that we will read on him. They read Surah Fatiha 7 times. They gave them a whole herd, you must remember, of goat and sheep and guru, whatever. They ate also. Then afterwards they asked Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we did is right. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 100% right. Bring one share for me also. Open Bukhari Sharif. So from there we learn when people are ill and sick, you read Surah Fatiha. And inshallah, if the non-Muslim tells you, then you blow on him or her, man to man, woman to woman, that will be the best. Otherwise you'll be blowing a lot of other things on her. You know, man to woman, you know, today how things happen. So as Trump and all of them, Clinton and all. So anyway, that the point I'm making, read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on that person. Surah Fatiha is Shifa. And when he's a non-Muslim, it's Da'wat also. He will see the miracle of Islam, but I'm feeling better. And the chief got better. And now they were so happy, elated, delighted. They gave them so many goats and sheep and what have you. Totally permissible.
Is it permissible to give zakat or interest to a Muslim who is in severe debt?
We must see which type of debt they are. They go to the casino and all that and then have debt 100,000. They go there to the escort agency for rifle repairs and all that and then they got 500,000, 250,000. So these kind of guys, we can't give them zakat and interest. You must send them there to the gambling den and tell them you must penal beat this guy up. That give him a good thrashing and put him in prison. That is what they need to do. Some of our Muslims, mufatiyas, they want to get busy with gambling, they want to get busy with the women, prostitutes and street women, they want to get busy with every unda, danda and upside down thing, and then when they're on the verge of going to jail or getting assaulted, then they look for zakat money. Permissible to give them zakat? Haram. People who are in debt because of haram activities, you can't give them zakat. Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. People want to live it up. They say, I want to keep up with the Jones, my shoes, my clothing, dress to impress, and all that. They got TV, they got internet, they got phones, they got cars, and they want to collect zakat. All haram, that's not permissible. Get out of that luxury lifestyle. Lead a simple lifestyle, and what you want to show off for, and now you want to beg for zakat, when the ummah is bleeding in Palestine, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in Burma, the Rohingya Muslims, and so many other parts of the world, and you mufatiya want to collect zakat. So if it's haram debts, you can't give them zakat. Don't give interest also.
Mufti Saab, a girl ran away with a non-Muslim man. What should the parents do?
Yeah, parents, first of all, if it's my government, I'll lash the parents up 100 lashes. Because they are the ones who gave them, the daughters, so much freedom, so much money. Go to the daughter's room and see. You will find a TV there. You will find cell phones there. You will find internet there. So Almighty Allah taught us Surah 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places Allah has used this phrase. Save yourself and your family, your children, grandchildren from the fire. Do we really spend quality time with our children? We want to buy their love. We give them cell phone, give them internet, give them industrial cars, give them the all freedom, money and so. That is not, you must remember what Islam teaches us. That I call this the C syndrome. We gave them cash, we gave them CDs, we gave them computers, we gave them your cell phones, we gave them cars, we gave them all the C's. The greatest C we deprived them. Ma nahala walidun waladan nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no father, mother can give a better gift to their children, and that is good character. Give them direction in life. Teach them the true morals of life and so forth. And you, the father, mother, be the example for them. Now what an indictment upon us. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. So now she's sleeping with some non-Muslim guy, you understood? Muslim lady, supposed to be Muslim, and now she'll come back, her virginity is gone. And why? Because they met in school, they met in varsity, they met at work, and so forth. Therefore, I tell you, either virginity will go, either iman will go, or either haya, shame, modesty will be gone. One of these three things must happen. And then she might come back with a parcel, and then you want to make abortion. See from where to where it went. So Allah alone knows what can happen. You parents first, you must ask Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we were very bad parents. We were not good examples. Ya Allah, beggar, forgive us. We are gunegar, we are sinners. No mitigating circumstance. Ya Allah, bring back our daughter. Ya Allah, let us all become good Muslims. You said, Ya Allah, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah Jalla wa wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. Chapter 39, verse 53. Cry to Allah. Allah gives everybody a second, a third chance. He loves us so much, but we are not loyal to Allah. We are not loyal to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not loyal to Islam. When a disaster comes, now we wonder what has happened. So cry to Allah and promise Allah we will change our lives for the better. Allah make easy and always make dua for our children. Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. You don't understand chapter and verse. My auntie, my Kala, my ma in Chatsworth, she gets very happy when I call her ma, 80 years old. So remember, she says, what you tell us all these chapter and surahs and we don't understand. Tell us which supara. So ma, for you special, open the 26th supara. Right? The surah is Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks. And then go to ayat 15 in the starting, verse 15. 26 supara. And surah number 46. Leave that if you don't want to know. The ayat is long, but in between you will find these few words. Read it every day, O father, mother, grandparents. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children and in my progeny. Allah will change things, inshallah. But we must also be good examples for them. Allah grant us all tawfiq.
Mufti Sahab, is there any virtue for a young widow of Nabalik's children? Is a woman in Iddah, her du'as accepted or not?
100% Hadith Qudsi, you must remember your husband passed away. You are young, you are 29, 30, 33, and now you got children 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 years old. None of them are baligh and mature, so they have become yatim, and you are crying, and your children are crying. Hadith Qudsi, Qala Nabiyul Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qala Allahu Azza wa Jal, Anama amun kasaratil kulub. I am with those people. My help, my mercy is with them. Those people whose hearts are totally broken, you must remember. But we are Muslim. We pin our hopes and place our aspirations on the mercy of Allah. Embrace your children, sister. And tell them, Kana khair al bashari yateema. That the greatest of Allah's creation was a yateem. Tell them what's happening in Palestine, where the haramis, the murderers, America, Europe, and Israel, and the Jutlas and the Zionists are murdering our babies, are murdering our parents, our brothers, sisters, and see, still the fighting goes on. 10 months they can't defeat them, the haramis. So you have to be strong, my sister, for their sake, and you connect yourself more to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and you are in iddat, you don't wear new clothes, you don't apply mehndi, and you don't go out and so forth, and inshallah the family should rally around you. Man azza thakla kusiya burdan fil jannah. Those of you who know the women, that such young widows and others also, and you go there just to give them some consolation and sympathy, empathize with them. You, the person who's doing this, on the day of justice you will be given a shawl from Jannah. You cared for one lady who became a widow. Open Tirmidhi, you will find the hadith there.
Mufti Sahab, if a person drives over the speed limit, meets up in an accident, passes away, is he a shaheed?
Not shaheed, he's shaitan. He drives like a mad thing, maniac 200 and so forth, and then met up with the accident. Al Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's usul, wonderful usul. An ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. Remember, the bounties, favors of Allah cannot be obtained via haram things. One guy goes and robbed the bank. The security, the police shoot him dead. So what you going to say? Shaheed? No shaheed. He's a crook. So this guy just put the accelerator down like a madcap, drive 150, 200 and so forth, then met up with the accident. Shaheed? No shaheed. He's a maniac, remember. Yes, make dua for him, but not shaheed according to Islam. We mustn't fool ourselves with these type of things.
Can lillah or sadaqah be taken for fuel cost for collecting and distributing of zakat parcels? Petrol is not free.
Nice one. You must tell them that petrol is not free and my car don't move on Zamzam. You understood? That is how you must say. So anyway, my brother, if you are a collector and you're collecting zakat for ABC organization and that, they give you zakat, those people, Muslims. For you to take the zakat money and put your petrol, diesel, all that is haram. If they give you lilla money, then you tell them that your organizers and whoever that I'm using this lilla money for the oil and diesel and petrol, so then that is permissible. But you can't be enriching yourself with that. You put 100, 500 rand petrol liter and then you charge them 1,000 rand and that's all haram as well. So inshallah, don't forget, we got the nikah announcements between 10 and 10:30. Send it to me, 071-888-1184. Send it now and inshallah. And today khutbah by Sudais, day 11:30 South African time, and I will be there in Babu Salam Masjid Mayfair. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba inshallah al-Aziz. 12:20 Adhan, 12:30 the lecture Bayan will start. Barakallahu fiqh wa salim kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti sahab, inshallah al-Aziz. Fi amanillah, inshallah, till tomorrow morning. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.